Lady Bird Johnson was laid to rest today, buried next to her husband, former President Lyndon Johnson, on the family ranch in Texas. Thousands of people waving flags and holding wildflowers lined the roads to pay tribute to the former First Lady as her funeral cortege moved from Austin to Stonewall. The wildflowers were a nod to Mrs. Johnson's legacy. At the family cemetery, her grandson, Lyndon Nugent, paid tribute.
Finding the right words to memorialize Lady Bird Johnson is a difficult task. In reading the various news reports over the last few days, I saw a number of touching headlines announcing my grandmother's passing. Out of all of them, however, I think my favorite was Ben Sargent's cartoon in the Austin paper. The cartoon featured two bluebonnets in a field, talking to one another in front of a sign announcing Lady Bird's death. The first one asked simply, "Are there bluebonnets in heaven?" The second responded equally simply, "There will be now." How nice to have touched so many with your life that even the flowers will remember you. Most Americans remember Lady Bird Johnson for being the wife of Lyndon Johnson. Those of us that knew Lyndon Johnson would readily concede that anyone who could put up with him for so many years had already accomplished many great things. But Lady Bird Johnson was a lot more than being Lyndon Johnson's wife. In addition to her accomplishments as a businesswoman, she helped to lead the effort to beautify Austin's town lake. She helped to create the National Wildflower Research Center. And in the remaining years of her life, she worked hard and wondered each day whether or not she had contributed enough to the world that had given her so much.
Mrs. Johnson died last week at the age of 94.